Do you remember parades? Those were cool. Maybe we'll do those again, but not now. The 1918 flu pandemic showed us the danger in having a parade when leaders decided to go ahead with a parade in Philadelphia. In the 6 months after that parade, more than 500,000 people contracted H1N1. 16,000 people died. So let's, for now, remember parades fondly. And if you're involved in any kind of march or protest or demonstration, please remember to keep a safe distance and to wear a mask at all times. Parades. Here's a few of my favorite parades. The Rose Bowl Parade. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Any St. Patrick's Day Parade. Any United States Independence Day Parade, especially the one in Downers Grove with the St. Paul Shopping Cart Drill Team. And the Bud Billiken Parade. You know, the one, well, it's named for the pseudonymous writer of a column devoted to the youth in the Chicago Defender newspaper in the 20s and 30s. Bud Billiken became a symbol of pride, happiness, and hope for African American people. The Chicago Parade started being held in 1929. Bud Billiken Parade, yeah. Why have we loved parades so much? Are they marches of celebration and holiday festivities? Yes! Are they commemorations of important events? Yes! Are they processions to honor the memory of important people and important events? Yes! Are they journeys from sadness to joy? Well, they certainly can be. Today's Bible reading from Psalm 126 is either a song sung as the people of Israel returned from exile, or a song sung maybe even during a parade to commemorate and celebrate that return. It's filled with jubilation, remembrance of deliverance from hardship, and unhindered shouts of joy. I don't know if I want to think anymore about what other kinds of meaning might be in this psalm. I think I just want to breathe in deep. Because it's a difficult holiday season. Though we've had hopeful news about vaccines and treatments on the horizon, even coming close, this winter has been filled with increasing coronavirus infections and a devastating amount of people dying in the U.S. and worldwide. Government leaders continue to refuse to put together another relief package to help people have enough to eat, feel safe and secure and not under the threat of eviction. Small businesses still struggling, closing. It seems too many politicians are not interested in the common good, but rather power and privilege for a few. It's hard to experience God's economy as always one of abundance when it's like that. Joy seems far, far away. Our thoughts of loss and sorrow and sadness are all over what is often, maybe usually, a time of preparation for joy. You know, for so many, this year especially, sadness is the most powerful emotion of this time. So let's talk about a little bit what more is in today's psalm. As filled with joy as it is, it has a sadness at its heart. It could have been written after God's people had returned from exile rejoicing, but I think there's a sadness in it that came from before when things were awful, sowing in tears, going out weeping, need of restoration. And instead of looking at this psalm and thinking, God promises that joy is coming, because we seem to be in a place where sadness seems too powerful for it to be turned into joy, how about we look at this psalm and know that it is a sad song, but also a song that is comforting? Maybe just because music is comforting. I don't want to pick it apart or say that everything's going to be all right, or preach that God is going to bring joy out of sad situations. I really just want to smile. Actually, it's hard to smile today. Physically, it's hard to smile because I got a little bit of a Bell's palsy going on right here, and it's hard to smile. I do want to smile. I'm smiling on the inside, but it's sort of this crooked, huh? Maybe it's like the season, a smile that's not completely there. I want to see hope arriving, not just in the beginning, you know, where people are being able to get a coronavirus vaccine, but hope for a new way, a new day. I want to feel the joy of a parade without having to understand why. I want to sing a sad, bluesy song that gives me a warm feeling because there's hope in it. But more likely because the music itself is comforting. I hope you'd like to smile, however that works, with me today, or at least try. Hey, tomorrow's my birthday. And this, coming up, is me from 13 years ago.
When God restored the fortunes of every dreaming girl and boy, our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then everyone around here said, our God has done great things. And we went on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We went on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We went on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. Well, we planted seeds as tears were coming on our face, they burned. We went to the fields of weeping, but there was joy when we returned, because God restored our fortunes, and in our God we do believe. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bring in the sheaves.
I think that God has given us music because even in awful times, we need at least some tiny shouts of joy. Amen.